thank God. Thank you, Father, men and women. I prayed. Thank you. I prayed. Thank you for making their heart to turn toward you. Thank you. Like you opened the heart of Lydia. You are opening their heart as we prayed. Thank you, Lord. Can we lift our hands and bless the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Can we sit down a minute? Let's tackle it step by step. I just got something when my wife was quoting Acts 17, which I never seen before like that. She said, she read and said, by one, all men. If by one blood he made them, by the same one blood of Jesus, he can remake their lives. Amen, somebody. But something happened to me that I want to just, sometimes people, when we pray for them to be saved, that it should be complete package. Let's go to Acts chapter 11. I was telling my wife this morning, I look forward to seeing things I've never seen before in my Bible. Hallelujah. Acts 11. This is first time people like us, first time people like us that are not Jews got saved. This is the first time it was. Next step, people can be not turn to the Lord. It's like this. They believe the gospel, believe the word of God, but they don't. That of you know some family members like that. They believe, but they don't turn to the Lord actively. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Thank you. Many us believe that they will turn to the Lord. The Lord will be there. See, some people come to church. They don't turn to the Lord. They don't see the Lord really in their lives. It's only just about horizontal. They pray when they ask them to pray, but to act privately, turn to the Lord can be difficult. They are the one who ask you, which prayer should you pray? When should I do all that? So can we lift our hands and say, Father, we pray that this man who are believing will personally, privately, turn to the Lord. The Lord will not just be something being said about, but they will have an experience with God. Maybe you yourself, maybe you have not even turned to the Lord for a couple of hours or days. You're a Christian, but the Lord's not active. Say, Lord, I pray that they will turn to the Lord actively. They will walk with you actively. They will wake up knowing that the Lord is the person that they should give their attention to first of all. Let's pray that this man their attention to the Lord. They are saved and have come to Christ. Actually, walk in day by day in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody lift your hand. The Lord. In you open yet. That same chapter is with you. So they turn to the Lord. Let's read the next verses. Then the news of these things came to the woman won't only just continue with the Lord. For them to continue. Can you do something? Can you open your eyes? This covers all of us here. Look at the person next to you and say, Lord, help her. Help him to continue. That he will not stop. He will not be stagnant. He will not hold back. Can we just pray for that person that, Lord, that there be a continuity. There be a continuity. Can you just pray for that person next to you? Say, Lord, I pray for people that are here because it also includes us here. That he will continue to walk with the Lord. We continue to know him the more. we continue to travel and journey with the Lord by faith, that we will not hold back, that we will do all that we need to do with him, that we will finish up. We will not just start and sputter and stop there. Thank you, Father Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, can you open your eyes? Somebody had to come to do that. Barnabas had to come to encourage them. See, people don't continue with the Lord if there's no somebody to encourage them. Let me show you something more. You see, after he did that, look at next verse. And he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. Look at what he says now. And great many people were what? Added to the Lord. These are the things that are hindering us as church as a whole. So, you see, there's first of all, believe. The second, turning. The third one, continue. Then there's added. But this continue and adding can only happen through good pastors. Through good pastors. If you don't have good pastors, they can't continue. They can't be harder. They will just wander around. So can we pray for God to send more Barnabas? Let's pray. Lord, send, raise up good pastors. Raise up good encouragers. The word Barnabas means son of encouragement. Lord, raise up Barnabas. Lord, in these countries we pray for, whichever country you pray, say, Lord, I pray for Barnabas to come. I pray for Barnabas to come to continue and to make them to be added to you. We ask for encouraging good pastors that will encourage men and encourage women in the name of Jesus. Let's ask the Lord will help these churches to have encouragers as pastors that will encourage people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for good pastors, good shepherds that will help men to walk with you, that will help men to continue with you, that will help men to be added to your house and to your people. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you open your eyes? Let me just tell you, that includes you too. You know, the way we live our life can make people to be added and to continue with God. You know, one man was telling somebody, this is a Christian who came from unbelieving background. He was a Muslim. Now, when he became a Christian and he started suffering in the hands of a pastor, he said, I thank God I didn't meet you before I got born again. If I'd met you before I got born again, I would not be a Christian today. Praise God. You know, that means our lives, one way or the other, can help people or hinder them from walking with God. You know what I just said? You know, I was talking to somebody in my office. Was it Wednesday now? The person is here. He said, thank you, Reverend, that I met you when I got saved. I met you when I got saved. Some of us, when we get to heaven, God's going to tell you, God's going to rebuke you for how you hinder people from walking with the Lord. God's going to tell you, you see, that person is in hell today because of the way you behaved. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you the truth. That person could not go further because of what you did. So we must be able to walk with fear and trembling. This is not a playing matter. This is a serious matter. This is life and death issues. It was a good man and they were hardened. If it was a bad man, they'd be separated from the Lord. The way we live our lives. Not only pastor supposed to be good. If I've been bad, rip off, do all kinds of things, you will not come here. Am I correct? In the same way with our own lives too. We must always try to project the Lord so that the Lord can help people to be added to him. God can say, see, that's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands and say, Father, Lord, help me to be a help. Help me to help people find you. Help me to live a life in such a way, whether at home, at work, in my neighborhood, in my family, I will live to glorify your name. That people will say, oh, I'm a Christian because the way he acted. I'm a child of God today because the way he lived his life. As an encourager and a blesser. Thank you, Lord. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus, glory to God. Now, next thing. I just want to tell you tonight, thank you for coming to church. Thank you. I mean, this rain was gathering. You still came. Are you hearing me? You came. I just want to appreciate you, people that are singing, They come here every Friday. People don't go to church. Some churches don't even have midweek anymore. They don't have it. But you just come. So I appreciate your coming. I appreciate you with the Lord. And can I tell you something? The Lord will reward you. I want you to see that. The Lord will reward you. It's a rewarder. Hebrews 11 verse 6. You're not wasting your time. You know, coming over here, they come and sing and sing. They come. They had to come. And we want to come. Hebrews 11 verse 6. I just want to talk about that reward tonight. That's a reward for you. You're not just wasting your time. Even if nothing happens to you beside you just worshiping God. Hebrews 11, for without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And that is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently, assiduously seek him. I mean, to leave your house is getting more expensive now to even get fuel. The Lord is watching from heaven and is marking those moments. He's looking at your life. He's appreciating what you are doing. Now, he may not physically tell you, but it's time for UFR now. Am I right? You will have been somewhere else. The Lord will reward you. The Lord will increase you. See, those of us who join online too, that's taking our attention to come. And you're not wasting your time. Your labor is not in vain. Just coming here to sit down and worshiping the Lord and being with him, it has its reward. I don't know whether Prof remember. Is it Prof now? Years ago, there were some guys that were in Funab area. I don't know whether you know about it. They were staying among these bad boys, and they just got saved. And that day, they came to church. That day, they raided their area and packed all of them out. But those boys were in church. That's how they escaped. But we don't only escape bad things. We also experience good things. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. So I just want to encourage you tonight that you're not wasting your time. You're not coming because of me. Of course, God will meet you and we want to come to church, but God sees what we do and he will reward us adequately. Amen? Amen? Hebrews 11. Let me just make it up for you in that area. Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Let's read a verse there. Let me get the verse. Yeah. Where is the verse now? I want to get... Okay. Let's start from verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called son of Pharaoh's daughter. Next verse. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin. Next verse. For esteeming... Can you look up? Esteeming the reproach of Christ... greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked to what? He looked to what? We must look to the reward, that God will reward us. Praise God. I'm not wasting my time separating to, I'm not wasting my time coming here. The Lord will reward us. I want you on purpose to stand up on your feet. Can you give us this verse in Amplified Bible? I'd like you to stand up, everybody. Give us an Amplified Classic. Quickly. Hallelujah. Whoever is there, please make it fast. Okay, see that? A look forward and a way to the reward. So I want you to do something tonight. As you stand over there, say, Lord, I'm just like somebody standing, say, somebody's coming for you. You stand up. Say, Lord, I stand up before your presence and I look forward. I look forward to the reward you have for me. I look forward for my time to come, to be with you, to spend time with you. I look forward. I look forward. And I look away from all the troubles around me. I look toward the reward. I look toward what you have for me. I look forward to the things that you have accumulated for me as treasures. Lord, I look forward. I look forward for me, my family, my children, my business. Thank you that you are adding to it because I come. You are adding me. Lord, I believe that. My time. You are the God who keeps record. Thank you for bringing that blessing upon my life. Thank you for things go better for me. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Hallelujah. You know, I just heard this. He said, a day in your court is better than what? 1,000 elsewhere. A night in your court is better than what? That means that David was saying that what you get in one day is beyond 3 years of living. You see, 1,000 days is about 3 years. Am I right? A day in your course. Say, Father, I receive multiple days. I receive multiple days. I receive reward of multiple days. Multiple days. So a year in your, a day in your court, better than 1,000 elsewhere. Thank you that, Lord, I will have this accruing back to me. I want you to come to the reward tonight. God is, I'm sensing reward tonight. Sensing reward, reward, reward. That I'm not wasting my time serving, being in your place, doing what I need to do. You should have been somewhere else. I have other things to do that are productive. But Father, I've come here. A day in your court is better than 1,000. Thank you for that. 1,000 days, more than the 1,000 days, the days I've come to your presence, I welcome the reward. By faith, I receive the reward, and it will manifest in my life, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, family. I give you the honor in the name. And just in the, and I walk from Akoka to Diaraba in the night. I just walk. If you know the distance, you know what I'm talking about. And I'll just walk and just walk and just praise God. One night, I was walking like that. Now let's go to Idiaraba College, medicine. I just fell into a ditch. I ran Lawani. Is it Lawani Street now? Just fell into a ditch. And the devil said, see, you're wasting your time. Why? You went all the way, you dropped all the offering. I can tell you what I was doing then manifested later. Let me tell you one more. While I was in school like that, there was one of our senior in the Lord. I didn't have a room. They asked us to get out of the hostel. For the first time in medical school, they said our set should go and look for accommodation. That's strange. It never happened again afterwards. So that particular year, I was looking for accommodation. So one of our senior in the class, he's also a Christian, Bible study secretary. He was having his exam, but he was outside. So he came in, they gave him a room. I didn't have a room. But he will come. I hope you are listening. Is the rain disturbing you? Then he will come to the campus. And I said, Brother Iworima, can I stay in your room since you are not staying in the campus? He said, no problem. So I will sleep on his bed. But when he comes to the campus, I will put the table together and sleep on the table while he will sleep on the bed. And he will send me on all kinds of errands to buy amala without soup or soup without amala in the cafeteria. So, but I know them there because I will just go, I'll go and evangelize there. So I was doing that. Then he finished his exam and he was going. As he was going, I'm almost crying now. As he was going, he said, Tunde, come, kneel down. And he began to pray, all I'm doing today, that time. Anybody. It will still give you. One woman was just taking care of Elisha, and the woman will do everything. And Elisha came and said, what can we do for her? She doesn't want anything. Looking for the reward. Everything that we do, a cup of cold water, church, leading worship, all these things we are doing, that's a reward. Coming to his presence, listening to him, being blessed, lifting our hands in praises. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the reward. Thank you for the reward. Tell yourself, I bring the reward to bear upon my life. I bring the reward to bear upon my finances. I bring the reward to bear upon my finances. I bring the reward to bear upon my health. I bring the reward to bear. Oh, you are the God that rewards. And I bless you tonight. As you see that, thank you, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you have done and you still do. Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for everything.
Sing it again. Sing it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything.
Sing it again. Lift your hands and tell him, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let's go to chapter 2, the book of Colossians. You know, we read, turn to the Lord, they continue with the Lord, and they were added to the Lord. Chapter 2, Colossians, verse 7. Let's start from verse 6. As you have therefore received who? How many years you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior? So walk, continue in him. Look at next verse. Rooted and built up in him, and what? And established in the faith as you have been taught. Now look at that last part. Abandon in it with thanksgiving. See that word abound is the word for abundance. It's also the word for growth. So how do you grow? How do you get into abundance? With what? With what? Can you give us an Amplified Classic? Is it possible? Amplified Classic. An abounding and overflowing in it. With what? Now, I want you to close your eyes. Say, I receive abundance. I receive an overflowing measure. Oh, come on, tell yourself. I receive abundance. Tonight is more of reward. More of recompense. I receive abundance and overflowing. And overflowing. You shall reap if you do not faint. So I refuse to faint tonight. I step into abundance and overflowing with thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Can you open your eyes? I just saw something I want to help you with. Can you just so you can do that very well? See, everything we have today, that makes some sense. If something is, but then God is rewarding me with, God is moving my life with abandon. I'm abandoning. I'm overflowing. It's present continuous tense. I'm abandoning as I give thanks. As I give thanks. As I give thanks. I'm abandoning. I'm overflowing. Makatala should the brakashida yala kapasita paya sita yabara. Oh, hallelujah. You see, when you start abundant, overflowing, you will overtake the division. You'll overtake the one that want to reduce you. Can we just close our eyes? I said, I bring my thanksgiving. I come with thanksgiving. I come with that thing that will make me to overflow. I come with that tool that will bring me to abundance. I'm not coming here with complaint tonight. I'm not coming with worry tonight. I'm coming with thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you do that from your heart? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that in this moment, in this time, you are abounding in me. I'm abounding in your grace. I'm overflowing with help. I'm overflowing with grace. I'm overflowing with faith. I'm overflowing much more with thanksgiving. Can you thank him personally as you sit down there? Forget everybody else. Can you offer sacrifice of thanks? Jesus took 5 loaves. Jesus took 5 loaves and thanked him. There was no way 5 loaves divided could feed 5,000. But with thanksgiving, can you lift up your life? Can you lift up your career? Can you lift up your business? I say, Father, I come with thanksgiving. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I give you glory. I give thanks to you. You are more than enough for me. You are the God of my portion. And my portion is more. Hallelujah. My portion is abundance. My portion is overflowing. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Sing it again. Thank you. As you sit down there, give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. You see, he said, you abound, you overflow with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank him yourself. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I bring my thanksgiving. I bring my praises to you.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ese, ese, ibi te ti bere. Come on. Ese, ibi te ba. We are going somewhere. Overflowing, 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 overflowing. Sing it again, sing it again. I'm not yet there, but I was not where I was before.
Oh,
it be time more, Lord. It be time more, Lord.
It be time more.
Yes, Lord. From your heart. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. In my life, in my home, in my work, in my business. Oh. Oh. Okay, stop now. Thank him for what he has done. Say, Lord, I want to thank you for that yesterday, that victory last week, that blessing last year, that work you did in my family, in my home. That escape, I want to just bless you. What you did yesterday, how you made me escape, how you blessed me, how you increased me, how you spoke to me, how you encouraged me. I want to thank you. I want to bless you. I want to give you glory for how far my work is gone, for how far you have gone, for what you have done in my children's life, in their schools, in their work, in their home. Thank you. I'm grateful today. I know you are the God who rewards. You are the God of recompense. I bless you. I want to thank you. I want to overflow with thanksgiving for your yesterday in my life. You are the God who was there for me last week, last month, last year. You are the one who took me through. I just want to thank you. I just want to bless you for what you did on my behalf, for how you helped my home, how you helped my children, how you helped my spouse. I want to thank you. I want to bless you. I want to give you glory tonight. I want to magnify you tonight. Oh, thank you for yesterday. Thank you that you took me through that struggle, through that pain, through that conflict, that you delivered me. You showed me the way out. I want to bless you. When I was confused, you gave me direction. When I was down, you picked me up. And I just want to bless you. I want to give you glory. Thank you for what you started in my life. That job, that career, that business, that life, that relationship. I want to bless you. Thank you for what you accomplished, making me to become married. Help me to become settled. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you because even when I didn't have it, you were there for me. You gave me enough joy and happiness when nothing was there. I want to appreciate you. I want to give you glory. Can you come to the present? I say, Lord, thank you for what you are doing now. Thank you for how you are carrying me now. Thank you for the things you are doing in my life now. Thank you for how you have been helping me now. Thank you for the things I can see now. I've not seen everything, but I've seen some. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Even when everybody is speaking down, even in the midst of this world crisis, you are still there for me. You are still helping me out. You are still helping me with my family. I'm grateful tonight. I'm here to appreciate you for the level of joy and peace in my home, for the level of joy and peace in my siblings, among my children. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you that we have not been swept away. Thank you for help you have given me up to this moment. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm appreciative of your doing tonight. I open my mouth to let you know that what you are doing now, my heart is glad. My heart rejoices in you. You are my God. You have not forsaken me. You have not left me to myself. And I want to appreciate you for what you are doing now in my life. It may be little, but I give thanks to you. It may be small, but I don't despise the day of small beginning. Thank you for the things you are doing right now. Thank you for the help. Thank you for the team. Thank you for the ability. Thank you for the skill. Thank you for the training I have right now. Oh, I want to appreciate you. I want to thank you. Maybe you are here. You even have no reason to give thanks. Thank God that you are alive. Thank God that you are saved. Thank God that you have His promises. Thank God for His promises. Oh, hallelujah. And finally, I'd like you to lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you for the future ahead of me. Thank you for the things you are going to do. Eyes have not seen. It has not heard. It has not entered the heart of man. The things which are prepared for those who love you. Thank you that because I love you, you got things in preparation for me. You got things in store for me. I look forward, hallelujah. I look forward no matter what is happening around me. No matter what I don't have. No matter what is not taking place. I look forward with hope. You are the God of my hope. You are the God of my hope. You are the God of my expectation. I know you will keep your word. I know you will establish your promises. I know I will not be left to myself. And I know the future along with you is great. No matter how small it is now, I won't despise what's going on because I'm going somewhere with you. I'm going somewhere with you in my home, in my family, in my work, in my career. I'm going somewhere with you. I know you will not abandon me in old age. I know you will take care of me. I know you will watch over me. And I give you glory that the future, I'm counting on you. And I'm giving thanks to you that you are going to be there. You are always going to be there. You hold my tomorrow. You hold my future. My times are in your hand. I'm thankful that you are a good God. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Can we rise up on our feet? Can we rise up on our feet?
He is worthy to be praised.
Oh,
so we lift up holy hands.
Sing it. Blessed be your name. Yes, Lord. So we lift. And you are holy. Holy. Lord, Lord, I put my future in your hands. I put my tomorrow into your hands. Whatever is kept with you, so bad, cannot be corrupted. I put my future, I put my days ahead. I put my life. Are you young here? Are you old? Say, Lord, I put my future in your hand. I put my tomorrows, the days, the weeks ahead, the months ahead, the years ahead. Lord, fill those days with your reward. Fill those weeks with your recompense. Bible says, cast not away your confidence, for it has great return of reward. Hallelujah. Yes, cast not away your confidence. Say, Lord, I fill the future with the reward of my confidence in you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Sit down. Let's go to Hebrews 10 before we go home. Hebrews 10. And I'll share some few things with you. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, can we give us on the Hebrews 10, 35. Cast not away, therefore, can you give us, okay, this is beautiful too. Do not, therefore, fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries, what does it carry? What does it carry? A great and glorious what? Compensation of reward. Reward means compensation. Compensation means reward. Don't cast it away. Can I tell you something? Have confidence that what you are doing now will bring reward for you. You have to have that confidence. That confidence is there to bring the reward. You know, I was hearing one of my teachers yesterday, you know, Jesus teaching of the TBN. And something he said really blessed me. He said, you know why Jehovah God was different among all the gods in the Old Testament and when Jesus was here? He said, all other gods and goddesses never say, I love you. Ogun will never say, I love you. Obatala will never say, I love you. Am I correct? They never say. All other gods. But Jehovah said, for God so loved. Hallelujah. The kind of God we serve is a God who loves. And there's something about love. He wishes you the best. Am I right? If I love you, I can't wish you something else. So tell yourself, my God wants my best. And I will see my best. As long as God is alive, I will see my best. I will see his goodness in the land of the living. Can you agree with me on that? Because he loves us. Because of his love, I can count on his faithfulness. Because of his love. You know, every woman, when they have a child, there's a loving passion in them to see that child develop. Every woman, every mother, they want to see. At the beginning, they would do everything, struggling, going through all kinds of things to see that that baby develops. And 3 months, 6 months later, you see the difference. And I pray, not only pray, I know God will show his difference in your life. Hallelujah. Let me round up. We want to go home. Rain has been falling. Let's go to Psalm 85. Because of that love, I want you to start looking forward to him, talking to you. Psalm 85, verse 8. Give us, first of all, in NKJV. I will hear. I will listen to what God the Lord will speak. Why? For he will speak peace to his people and to his saint. Hallelujah. Give us a message Bible. I will listen to, I will hear what God will speak, the Lord God will speak. Huh. You do hear that? I can't wait to hear what he will say. God's about to pronounce his people well. Can you say amen, somebody, to that? The only people he loves so much, so that what he will do, so they will never again live like fools. Who's a fool? Bible says, a fool said, there's no God. Am I right? I can't wait to see, to hear what he will say. And what he will say is that he will pronounce us well. There are two levels of well. There is be well, there is do well. Am I right, somebody? When you are well, when you be well, that's health. Do well, that's prosperity. Am I correct? You do well. Things are done well in your life. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, the Lord will speak peace to me. I receive the message of wellness. I receive being well and doing well from my Father. My Father is speaking. My Father is speaking peace to me. Can you just agree with us tonight? Don't expect to have nightmares. Don't expect to hear one particular bad dreams. People are more conscious of bad dreams and nightmares and issues. Hallelujah. God will not speak to us calamities and accidents. Praise God, somebody. They may come whispering in our ears, but that's not from our Father. Praise God, somebody. Even when things are collapsing, he will say, peace. Hallelujah. Even when we are scared, when we don't know he's the one walking on the sea, he will say, be of good cheer. Am I right? Am I right? So tell yourself, my Father is speaking peace to me. Give us back NKJV. My Father is speaking peace to me. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. Can I plead with you? These are the times people are not listening to God anymore. They just want to look around them. It's easy to listen to the news and what's going on and know what will happen next. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And can I say this sometimes? Even what God says and what you are seeing around you is contradictory. Even when it's even in your own life contradictory, approach God and say, God, I believe what you are saying. Have you seen people in Nigeria? Maybe they are government, maybe they are SA or something, and the governor did something bad, and they still be defending him. Have you seen that? Have you heard that? You know, right now, before PDP, the government no good. Before APC, is the goodest government. Am I right? Everything, he does it well. Sometimes, I look at them, I say, so, Oju you learn? Can't you see that this? But he will say, you know, he's seeking your best. He want, but is that, am I looking at him? Yeah, no, it's the brother. Thank you. You know, that they would do for 1 8-year span, but we are having eternal Father. Praise the Lord. Tell yourself, Olorun dada, Olorun temi. Olorun dada, Olorun temi. O se mi dada, O wa dada. Wait. Even if your car spoiled before you came to church, you hearing me? Don't let that bug you. Everybody go through that. Devil want to make nonsense. If you are the son of God, turn this stone to bread. That means you should not be hungry in the first place. Isn't your father own everything? You should not be hungry in the first place. But praise God. Oh Lord, come on, let's sing before we go home. You can dance to that a little bit.
Oh, da da, see me. Oh Lord, da da, Lord, Lord.
Can you sing it from your heart? Come on.
Oh Lord, da da, Lord, Lord, see me. Oh Lord, da da, Lord, Lord, see me. Oh, see me, da da. Oh, da da, see me. Oh Lord, da da, Lord, Lord, see me. Olorun da da, oh oh oh, Olorun da da.
Before we go, oh, can you sing it to the Lord? Hey,
oh da da, see me, Olorun da da, Olorun see me.
Come on,
Olorun see me, Olorun da da, Olorun see me.
He will speak peace to us. We will listen to what he has to say to us. Sing it again before we go home.
Oh Lord, da da, Lord, save me. Oh, save me, da da, oh, da da, see me. Oh Lord, da da, Lord.
Two more times. Let's go.
Olorun da da, Olorun se mi. Olorun da da, Olorun se mi. O se mi da da, o wa da da si mi. Olorun da da,
can you just lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. You are good to me. As we go home, you have been marvelous in my life. I refuse to say contrary because you are a good God to me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. You are good and you do good. Your goodness Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Oh, hallelujah. Can you lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your goodness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. As we go home, I want to give us this passage, Psalm 34. Thank you for coming one more time. Don't forget the God of reward. Verse 8. Oh, taste. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is what? The Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Next verse. Oh, fear the Lord. You is saint. There's no what? These are the days of wanting and wanting and wanting more and more. Next verse. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek the Lord. Tell somebody beside you, I have come to seek the Lord tonight. I will not want for anything good. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Sit down for 3 minutes. I want to give you some instruction that will help you. Just for 3 minutes, I want to give you instruction that will help you. First, we read, the Lord will speak to his people. Am I right? Peace. Now, how many of us want to hear him speaking to us? Thank you. Now, let's go to Act 13, verse 2. Give us an NIV if you can find it. while they were worshiping the Lord and doing what? And fasting. The Holy Spirit said, God spoke, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Now look at next verse. The two of them sent on their way by who? By the Holy Spirit. Can you do something I want to ask you to do? I believe that God wants us to listen to him more than anything else these days. Not only through the servant, but through our own heart. Can you try on Friday to combine worship and fasting? Next couple of days. When you come on Friday now, try and eat less. You hear me? Give us verse 2 again. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, I want God to say things to you. Not only from the pulpit, but when you come here, to solve riddles in your life, to dissolve difficult questions, to speak deep in your heart. So can you just, Pastor, I can't fast well. 12, can you try? 3. By the way, if you fast like that, in a year, you fasted 50 days. More than that, 52 days. Your friend that is telling you that you don't fast, you cannot convince. So let's just come fasting to worship the Lord. Let's hear God. You may not even hear from the pulpit here. We speak to your heart. Are you hearing me? So let's, can we take that heart fasting to the worship? Let me tell you what will happen to us. Even you will go out now sent by the Spirit. Let me explain that. He said they went, look at verse 4. Sent by the Spirit. Sent by the Spirit. That means you won't only go with only your own idea. The Spirit will, hallelujah, that even going on, the Spirit will add his own to you. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. How many of us will do that? Thank you. Praise God. So let's come. Worshiping the Lord. Usually people use fasting to praise God. Am I right? They got a request. God, do something. Do something new. Now we're just coming to worship. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you go on, you are not eating and say, God, I just want to come and worship. And remember Psalm 34, verse 9, in Message Bible. Worship the Lord if you best. 34, Message Bible, verse 9. Give us as we go. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Message Bible, worship the Lord if you want the best. Worship God. Worship opens doors to all his goodness. So, you can fast about 3 o'clock, 2, 12, 1, 3. Just that you miss something. You miss some meal. Hallelujah. Can we do that together? Thank you very much. We're going to open us by our worship to his goodness. And some of us that whatever is happening is not making any impact. Praise the Lord. Are we all right? Thank you very much. Now, before we leave, we have some every month we have some pastors. It's called Pastors Forum, Effective Pastors Forum, and we're having a next week Thursday. So if you know any pastor around your area, help us collect and invite them. Our church every last Thursday of the month will feed them free of charge. They come over here, we discuss, we hear the word of God. That's what we do. So our church feeds them for the food. All this while blessed. Praise God. So, by help us just, I didn't ask you to come yourself because there's food. You don't have to come. You already have food in your house. I'm saying that's for pastors. So, anybody here you want to give to a pastor? Just lift up your hands. You know a pastor around you. Can you help us? We have ushers. Please help us. Thank you. Quickly come, ushers. Come over here to the front. People are lifting up their hands. Can you come? Thank you. Okay, it's with them. You can collect, yes. You can collect some from them. Please, only one person is giving everything. Do we have, I want us to go home now. Let's be slow. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go. Just lift up your hands. They will give you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget. Tonight, pressing message. The Lord is rewarding. What do I say? And look forward to the reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get up on your feet. Can you take your neighbor's hand? Lord, we have heard you. You have spoken peace to us. So, let the reward start. Let it become a season of recompense and reward. Just like the king, the husband of Esther, could not sleep at night because the reward of Mordecai had come. Thank you for moving circumstances, events, and people for this season of reward in our life. Thank you for rewarding us physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. Lord, for women who have labored for their home, for husbands who have labored for their homes, for friends who have helped friends, for coming to your presence to do your will, thank you for reward on every side. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Can we share the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. Tell the person beside you, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. That's Daddy now. Rain is too much. I still hang around a little bit.